Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
Podcast.
Enough is enough, man. Enough is enough. Okay, fine. We started our conversation on Monday about the fact that the root cause of the protest, where it started, was because it was to free Dr. Jacob Zuma. Yesterday we spoke about the SNDF coming to shut things down, to help the police shut things down. Enough with all this looting. Communities are also saying today, no, 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 no. Civile, but this is enough. Because our communities, we spoke about Zovuga this morning, Isonga Sepicho. Where do you start to feed your family? Like, where do you go get things for your family? And it all started with, let's be honest about this. The fact that so many people have died, didn't die to free somebody in prison. They saw an opportunity to grab Isonka, Ubisi, Iflawa, because other people came and stampedes happened. And that's how, through the chaos, they died. Opportunists took the moment to do crime. Stealing a TV, Joe. Come on, man. Come on, man. A coffin. A coffin. Like, people's businesses. For example, in Midlands, just yesterday, somebody passed away. I love the fact that the taxi community, taxi drivers, they all came together and said, enough, man. Santako and Tswana, they went and said, we're protecting our malls. Because they understand the value of the mall for their business as well, because to go to the malls. They pick us up from the malls to take us home. They understand the value of having these malls. Santako taxi drivers are saying, enough is enough. We're going to protect this. Maponya Mall, love what I'm seeing out there. The community of Soweto saying, ay, 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 ay. Lodata, this mall was named after, was an amazing person. We are proud of what's happening here. You're not going to touch our mall. Enough is enough, Skumba Cho.
I saw Chimbis, people going inside. I can't say enough much. We are protecting our malls. I saw signs. I started seeing different messages on Twitter, different messages on Facebook, on WhatsApps, people saying, not a Kaslam. Not a Kaslam. So people started taking out their time to go there. But when I match it, I found my bulletproof. I found my glove. I found my cap. I found my jacket. I'm cool. Because the weather was changing. Also, I got like a band and dambam. And saying, "Sada, and we're gonna sizoi kaja le molid." Ponim vobo min. And which is what's supposed to happen right now? Because right now, as I'm talking to you, Thomas, there is no fresh bread, the cas. Yeah. As I'm talking to you right now, I'm gonna fresh milk. Mangaba bato na makobe gasilo ngama napkini nyana itu apelile. Mangabe ukoko be gafuna mapilisi. Mina before my grandmother passed on, my grandmother was on pills hard, Thomas. The pain she was going through, I was dizzy now because I gafunga special. And we know why bangafunga special. I mean, they rather had take pills balalem pete in wabo than go to the hospital. Right now we can't go get
medication.
We can't get medication because I saw I'm a pharmacy that were looted. I'm not a police lapan. And inside those pharmacies, you'd see our Ndabadala because I'm a problem, which is high risk for them to be even on that field. So right now, I'm a police. Right now, I'm a Sinqua. Right now, I'm a BC. Right now, like, I'm a petrol, Thomas. I'm a gasol. Gasol. Just for you to move from your car from your house to a spanning. We know we're going to have a clipper every day. Just with the 3M7s in call. Now they can't do that. So it's time for us to take back what was ours. Super right, mind you. Let's clean the malls. Enough is enough. We know
Let's take back our country, John. Let's take back our communities. And I love the fact that the guys at Santako, the taxi drivers, they're protecting their malls, but they're also going to people's homes, door by door. Where's the receipt? Sup? They're taking the initiative to that level, where door to door, Konko, okay, we're taking anything over the fridge, aibo.
And it's funny because these things were looted and I went to my plans. That's another thing. We are looking for something on a plan for you.
Like a couch.
I see again footlay clothing. Right now we're talking about enough is enough. Are you taking are you raising your hand and saying I'm gonna go to Redmond and clean it? Are you raising your hand and saying I'm gonna go and give a security card to Glea Mall? Are you raising your hand and saying, hey, you're banda, man? I saw how much it is so it's Bawenzela Makofi na Makeke Bahambisela Emaponya Mall. Are you gonna be part of the people that say I'm gonna support everyone that is on that mall and try and keep them Ikofi Manjik saying and give them a makeke? Are you on your way there right now?
Kaya family, we're asking you, what message would you personally like to send to those who were and may still be involved in looting of businesses? You've had enough. What's your message to them? We want to hear from you. You may call us, of course, 086-000-0959. Voice notes, all is welcome. 063-680-959. Kaya family, we've had enough. We think you've also had enough. Let's talk to them. Let them know. Your friends and family. Nah, man. You're taking things too far, Joey. Enough is enough. Hi, Suga. Like your Mercedes Benz is full of rice. What are your Benz, Joe? You filled up the back seat, ne puti ube I rice. Your Benz yako. And you say, no, I'm starving. I'm your Benz, your BMW. Enough is enough, man. Let's get a quick call quickly. Ngululeko, you and Dube, what are you saying?
Good morning, Thomas and Skumba.
Morning.
Guys, yo, since this whole thing has started, I've been so emotional. I keep hoping which I'm going to wake up. I keep hoping that this is just a bad nightmare, you know? And I've been so numb, but yesterday I actually cried. And the reason I cried is because when I logged onto social media, they've started such a great initiative where people can sign up to say what service they would like to provide in helping clean up the mall, you know?
Yes.
So you can, there's a link there. I know I've posted it on my page, you know, so you can say that you're availing yourself to clean up the mall, you're availing yourself, you know, your car. Whatever service you can provide. Yeah. I know other people, Bazolets come up by Kiwabo to go collect the stuff that was looted, but Abana petrol. So if people can provide them with petrol. So I'd also just like to encourage, companies to, you know, to send out their staff if they are willing to these places that were affected, to, donate with transport or even food. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, like just bread and tea, just to feed the Bantu that are protecting our malls, the community that will be helping clean up our malls. Like, I was like, this is a South Africa I signed up for.
Nice. That's dope.
You just reminded me, I also heard that Maponya Mall, people in Soweto are actually going to the guys who are protecting the malls and giving them food this morning, coffee, scones, and resinjalo to help out, to make sure that they know that they're appreciated.
Yep.
Thank you so much for sharing, man. Okay, Jonas, you've come through as well, man.
Hey, Jonas. Jonas, not your mole wrong.
Hi, Manuel.
Jonas. All right, listen.
No, he's
let's
gone.
Move on. Let's
Pascal,
move on.
How are you?
Hey, where are you?
Kumba.
Alexander.
But how are we changing the whole thing? How are we saying enough is enough? And when as Pascal.
Now, when you're talking about the fridge, you're useless.
No, man, speak the truth, fam. Thank you for calling, John.
Enough is enough.
We've had enough, man. Everybody has a right to protest. It's the country we live in. But what you are doing right now, you're just breaking it down. And we are not going to allow it. Aye, Shem. Reprimand the neighbor. Because we know our bounds. We live amongst them. And it's such a terrible thing to come to a realization to, is the fact that the injustices, well, inequalities, let's start with inequalities. I live in my suburb, Kuthule, the shop down the road, as if nothing is happening. They're all open. There's a police station down the road, and I'm sure if I had to walk down to the police station, because it's walking distance, I'm sure I'd blow me there, sure. But now we're looking after our station. Our area is fine. If you need our help, you'll call us. Né? But in where I am, as if nothing is happening. And that's not fair. Just because we're trying to look sheen and this is what you have to go through. No. Enough is enough, right?
And enough is enough, Thomas. Enough is enough. It's time for us to go to stand up and go to. And I saw people tweeting saying, hey, if you need help in cleaning, please let me know. There's a guy that says he's offering his taxi for abantu abafuna ukugadimola ebusuku uzobalanda uzoba deliver ebusuku athatha ama load kanjalo kanjalo, and he's doing that for free. So people are raising their hands up and saying, this is what I want to contribute in us rebuilding ICAS, because we depend on ICAS to survive, Thomas. We depend on ICAS to survive. If ICAS right now, there's no way we're surviving in those conditions. There's no way we're surviving without a mall. There's no way we're surviving without tuck shops. There's no way we are surviving without schools, hospitals, medication. Little things, Thomas. There are little things that Mrs. Beggars is tired. There's no way we survive. How are we making umtoko this morning? How are we doing that this morning?
Scott, you know what? I want to help out as well. And I know go to a stay home, but I'm going to keep my mask on. I'm going to try and social distance, but I want to help communities, John, in rebuilding.
Scott.
No, man, that's enough God. Is enough, John.
The thing about, especially, I would say me, it's hard for me to say, no, I want to stand up and do something. I'm doing something already, Minavela. I've been doing something for a very long time. Jingzenzela put new one. So sure. I'm not going to be saying, hey, I'll see end of it. I think people know me by now, but I level it. So there's no reason for me to raise my hand and say, yo, Buffett, this is what I want to do. No, people know that there's something that I'm doing anyhow. So I'm saying, Thomas, as Thomas and Skuma in the morning, we're raising our hand, saying we want to help. What are you doing, man? Ekaslak, what are you doing, Guaco?
I'm definitely raising my hand. Raising my hand, my friend. Kai family. Call us on 086-00-00959. Voice notes on 063-688-0959. How are you going to help in rebuilding everything that's been torn apart in our communities?
Comment, send a voice note to 063-688-0959.
Good morning, Thomas and Skumba. We love it in the morning. Machatali Mamba. Yeah, listen, I will just want to say enough is enough. They just burnt down the KZN Efrox plant, which is the biggest supplier of oxygen into hospitals in South Africa. We are in the middle of the pandemic, whereby oxygen is the demarcation line between life and death. For that to happen, all those people that are in ICUs and stuff are in deep, deep danger of dying, because there are going to be no oxygen supply in South Africa. Thank you. Cheers. Bye.
You see the reality we're talking about? That voice note came through on 063-688-0959. A 14-year-old child died because of the looting. Who's going to speak to that child's parents and console that family? a 14-year-old child died. Let's go to Protea. Dennis, how are you?
Hey,
yeah, man, I'm with Rogers.
So strong. No, it's in my TV. As in Tandu Paula, Nalendo, any Bonnie, the Gufung, my out, Singamachi, the Gufung, Indians again, as I'm a South African. As you go in United, Singamanda Yama, Indesians, is this easy? Ubonaboko, Wabumkulu, Mangan, and my shop, Bazanzela, Munta Patinyama, Ubabo, Son Pega, Umpagatini. Guys, we need to stand up and fight for our country, fight for our economy. Chimama ni zenga banda bamiyama, sisizane. Manza banda bane mbaula shikela imsebenzi. Ama sales rep zenga ati so, ama cashiers. Kukungu, we need to pray. Sibe ineshine tanda zani. Sinele I country yetu. Siyegele lendo za mapolitics, ungeni zinde suga zani. Let's fight for our country and better economy, better lives, ngaphandle. I had to go all the way to Randfontein, Machita, to buy impu pizol, because all the shops are closed. That's who sold impu to 12.5.
Mamela Dennis, I think you hit a note there. Kubuhlungu ukubona omakhulu, otamkhulu, breaking into, following, looting, uyokubamba isonka. Being arrested. Pride yabo.
Thomas.
Justice, you're on the road. Talk to us.
Hey, Skumba. Nolokunjani bafethu.
Shabu kunjani cham.
Skumba. I will tell you a little history of where I come from.
Sine 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'm from a school of from a background of what you wherever now corner. You got to always make sure that you are well informed of the surroundings around the area.
Sure.
This something like this is not the first time in Zagale, Alexander. You know what's a sad part is that you see Alexander as that plaza mall. Did people ever know that the majority of the people employed at that mall were non-South Africans? Non-Alexandrian. Alexandrians had to take to the street just like that, saying, no, enough is either these shops, they close, or you employ our kids. Like the gentleman who just earlier called and said, oh my gogo, kabanga ugogo usele nezukulwane emilodi sisebenze zingasebenzi endlini zidla igranti likagogo. And then an opportunity like this, I'm not saying it's good, it's a good thing, an opportunity like this happens, uzwenzani umagogo. Let's rather find out the cause and try and come up with the remedy. Let's not point fingers. Yes, looting is the wrong thing, but let's understand the core cause of this. You go to Alexander Mall. Majority of the employees at that mall are non-South Africans. What are these companies trying to tell us? That South Africans are not that smart enough to can even operate a simple thing, a till, to take a stock out of from the receiving from the
Justice,
the
I completely hear you, ne? You're talking about let's empower our people. That's a story for another day. What we're talking about right now is the looting needs to stop.
Hi, Thomas and Skumba. It's quite difficult, but it's a beautiful thing to see people taking ownership of their surroundings. However, unable to physically do anything as, you know, necessity. Now we work very long hours. But what I believe we can do in our homes is to teach our children right from wrong, is to teach our children how to be patriotic and how to love their country. We need to teach our children to promote the spirit of Ubuntu and the principles of Ubuntu. It starts there. It starts with each individual and each parent teaching their children right.
Thomas and Skumba in the morning, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.